I think it showed during the game, you know, how frustrating it was. But only thing you can keep doing is coming to work, going to battle with your teammates, and hopefully we get out of this rut.
Did you get a letter from the league?
I knew that question would come up. Yeah, I did. I did get a letter from the league, and yes, it was a fine. Yeah. Yeah, more than that.
Not as much as
in the 20s, there's just nothing specific, but in the 20s.
Okay. Yeah.
No. Not as much as Tom. Not at all.
Appeal or?
Of course.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah.
What's the worst they can say, right?
Yeah. I mean, I appeal anyway. I mean, you know, you got the other guy who got a fine also, got actually ejected out of the game from contacting the referee. I don't think I initiated the contact, but I did finish the contact, I guess. But, you know, it is what it is.
Have you gone back and watched, like, that little exchange? What have you seen?
It's been around. Have you?
I have seen.
What you thought about it? I mean, there's a lot of emotion going on at that point in time. Really, you're not paying attention to what you're doing, not even paying attention to who it was at that point in time. And, you know, I just saw a guy walk out in front of me, maybe trying to contact me or make contact with me and just kind of knock his arm out of my way because he put it out at me. So, I mean, didn't mean any harm by it at all. Wouldn't do that. If I knew who it was, and, hopefully they give me some money back.
Mike said, you know, another emphasis this week on tackling. Is it even possible to emphasize tackling anymore that's already been emphasized this year?
I mean, it's been emphasized this year. You know, one thing you got to know is tackling is part of a group. If you set off for one guy to make the tackle, there's going to be missed tackles out there. I mean, no matter what anybody says, it's going to be missed tackles out there. But, you know, if a group of guys come and make tackles, there's going to be a lot of good-looking tackles out there. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, we're focusing on getting guys to the ball, and hopefully we look a little better at that.
Any change to their downfield game without Jones?
Say that again?
Any difference to their downfield passing without Julio Jones?
Maybe a little change to their offense, but, you know, they still can move the ball. You know, Atlanta's always been a team who can control the clock and move the ball down the field, keeping the ball for quite a bit. So we got to try to do our best to get off the field, and, you know, hopefully we do that.
Matt Ryan's nickname, Matty Ice, but not because he plays in cold weather often. How do you think that weather may affect him this week?
I don't know, but you never can count on that stuff. You know, we always come in talking about the Lambeau advantage, but you can't count on it. You know, you got to come out and prepare for the guy who you know he can be. We know what he can be and what he can do, and that's the guy we're going to prepare for.
Put on a hole for the weather? I mean, does that give you guys an advantage as a dome team that Coach McCarthy pointed out? They haven't played further north than Charlotte this year. I mean, do you feel like that should give you guys a little edge?
We hope so. You know, we always hope so. But like I said, you can't count on it. You know, you can't count on it. You know, guys but still playing for pride. Those guys, season haven't went the way they want either. And ours, obviously, it's not going the way we wanted it to go. So we got two prideful teams who are going to come out and play and try to get a win, and that's what it's going to be.
What has the mood been like in the locker room this week and at practice? How has the energy level been, and what's been the mood and, I guess, just how you guys are feeling?
The energy level has been quite high out there. I mean, obviously, today, guys were out there flying around, putting pads on guys. A lot of energy out there, so hopefully it carries over. Guys haven't given up at all. It's far away, but we know what's at stake, and we have to come out and play our best ball.
So how much of the extra few days off help you guys when it comes to the energy level?
It always helps when you get days off. Obviously, when you're struggling like we are, anytime you can kind of get away from the game a little bit, kind of hit the reset button a little bit, come back with a different focus, with a stronger focus, and just try to get back to work and make things happen like you've been doing around here in Packer Country.
Physically, is there anything you do different for these really cold weather games? A little extra stretching in between series, extra clothes, more time by the heater?
you're definitely going to spend some time by the heater when you get a chance. But the benches is heated. You're going to have on coats and things like that. Make sure you stay warm. But what I do is I just put a couple of days of yoga in throughout the week. Make sure I stay loose. It's been helping me out all season long. Been feeling really good, game times, really loose. And it's been helping. Maybe some guys need to try it out a little bit.
You've done extra yoga this season?
Yeah, during the season. Usually I do it off season, but not really much during the season. I've been doing it. And got quite a bit of guys in there with me too, so it's been going well.